Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And this is Dak.
And hopefully you had a wonderful Christmas. Welcome back, and we're looking forward to a exciting New Year's.
Yeah. Do you set New Year's resolutions?
I do. Have you set yours this year? We've kind of been talking about.
Yeah, mine are always the same. Yeah. You know, it's the most popular one, right? I want to lose some weight. Get in better shape, all those things that by January 15th will be over.
Yeah, I will say this. I think so. Last year, the year 2024, I had a kind of a different approach to my goals. Mm-hmm. I set one goal, and that was to have more peace in my life.
Oh, there you go.
And that was my goal.
Yeah.
So everything I focused on was how can I create a more peaceful living situation around
me. So
you
got rid of your kids or what?
I locked them away. No, I mean, it's nothing to do with my kids or my family life. Just, you know, I think because we're so busy with kids and work and church and just everything else. Like, it just, there just seems to be more and more and more pulling at everything of us.
Yeah.
Like, pulling us in all different directions.
Yeah.
And I think for me this year, I guess 2024 was, how can I have a little bit more peace with everything else going on? So
there you go.
Yeah. And I did okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. But I'm with you on next year. Like, I got to do better with the eating.
Yeah,
man.
For sure.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, I can sit down and eat an entire Little Caesars pizza.
Whoa.
In one sitting.
There you go.
And it's like, I don't even sweat doing it, but I'm not out of shape.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't eat right.
Yeah.
So
that's my thing.
I burn it
just
off.
Eating healthier.
Eating healthier. Yeah,
for sure.
Maybe throw in a vegetable or two every now
and then. Whoa, let's make it crazy.
Well,
that is not our topic today.
That is not our topic. setting goals for the new year is not our, No, I thought it'd be interesting. So we're back on a Monday.
Yeah.
Just again for this week. So starting next
holiday
week,
season.
Holiday season. Next week, we'll be back to our regular schedule of programming, which is on Wednesdays. Oh, dude, I didn't tell you this. So, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know, my youngest does competitive cheer. So cheer competition season started about 3 weeks ago, and they had their first competition, and they earned their bid to go to Disney.
What?
Yeah. So every year there's a competition called Summit. It's the world championships.
Yes.
The team went last year, but last year it was in Tampa. So this year it's their level as at Disney, and you know, it's an invitation only. So, right. So you have to earn it through all the different competitions the teams compete in up to like February. Anyway, long story short, man, after the first competition, their score was high enough that they earned their bid.
That's so awesome.
What's awesome about it? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to Disney. They get a 2-day Park Hopper pass.
What?
Yeah.
Dude,
part of the competition.
I could fit into a mini skirt. Like, I'd be a thrower for them.
Yeah, dude, it's a 2-day Park Hopper. And I think we as parents get discounted.
That's
like
so
we
awesome.
Have to buy through a site.
Yeah, sure.
But we get discounted Disney tickets.
Yeah, that's a big part of you get over there into the All-Stars and Art of Animation over there by the ESPN Zone. I think that's what it's still called. ESPN Sports Complex or something.
Yeah, the
like
wide
that.
World of something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And man, I'm telling you what, it is like, it's a huge complex. Have you ever been over to it?
We've done Run Disney together.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So if you've ever done Run Disney,
I forgot that's where they do the sign-ups and all that
forget.
Stuff. Yeah. No. I just forgot that that's where they did it. I knew we did Run Disney together. No.
Twice.
It's so... Yeah. Thank you. No, it's... Man, it's huge, right?
Yeah,
like
it's
the
massive.
Complex and the... what am I thinking of? Like the... where they have all the competitions and so forth.
Oh, baseball fields, football fields, yeah, soccer fields. They have a minor league baseball stadium there.
Yeah, it's crazy that all of that is on the Disney complex, right? Yeah. Like, as part of the Disney World experience, you can go have these massive tournaments and, you know, competitions and so forth. So that's pretty awesome.
It's where the NBA had their season during the COVID year.
Yeah, there you go.
Which I heard a rumor that that the NBA is looking to have a game or two back at Disney.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that with their relationship with ESPN and ABC and all that.
For sure. Yeah. But we are not staying at the All-Stars.
Okay.
We got,
that's probably an okay move.
Yeah, it is. Well, and our gym owner got a block at like a Hyatt Resort at Disney Springs.
Oh, okay.
So we'll still be very close, but like shuttle to back and forth to the event. So, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
We got a 2-day trip coming up.
There you go.
In a few months. Yeah. So anyway, the last show of the year.
Last show of the year, 2025 in the books.
So let's talk about theme park attendance numbers. Okay.
Let's get real riveting here.
Well, this came out a few months ago and I've wanted to kind of just do a quick hit on it because I think it's interesting when you look at where not just U.S. parks, but where parks throughout the world rank in terms of attendance.
Sure.
Where people are going, how the parks are doing, is attendance up, is attendance down? We saw obviously during COVID, we saw a dip.
Right.
Nobody was traveling, right? But then we had this post-COVID spike, which was like, well, now everybody's traveling. Everybody's working from home. People had more flexibility with their schedules. It may have been a little bit more money flowing around. Let's travel, right?
Yeah.
So for 2022, 2023, travel was up.
Yeah, I think they called it like revenge vacationing or something,
something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember the
year. Revenge travel.
Yeah.
Because everybody had these vacations booked for COVID that they couldn't take.
Yeah.
And then people were still maybe a little bit timid to travel.
True.
Into 2021 into early 2022. So it's like, well, now that things had settled down, people were traveling again and the park numbers spiked. So what the latest report shows is that the numbers have kind of stabilized.
Okay.
Not necessarily down, but they're kind of up just a little bit, right? So let's get into the numbers.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this is pretty fascinating. And I think too, you know, Epic Universe opened up this year.
Yeah.
Epic is not on this list, obviously, because they're brand new. But I think it's funny to you know, the commentary when Epic came out was, I hope, you know, Universal just takes down Disney.
Yeah.
Right? It ain't going to happen.
Nope.
Let's get into the numbers. All right. So this is according to there is a publication every year. It's called the Theme Park Attendance. The Themed Entertainment Association. So the TEA, they partner with a consulting firm called AECOM. Right? And they compile an annual report on the ups and downs of the theme parks, water parks, museums, and other thematic experiences from the year prior. So I think this used to be called the Theme Index Report. It's now called the Global Experience Index. Let's just get a little technical here. The Global Experience Index. You can access this information all online. It's there. It's free. So, but it's a public, you know, report, right? So the top 25 amusement theme parks worldwide. And we won't go through all of these, but obviously, can you guess which is number one?
Well, it's got to be Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom, yeah.
Yeah.
So this list is separated by park, not just like resort.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about Walt Disney World or Disneyland. This is like each individual park within the resort. Yeah. So yeah, Magic Kingdom number one. They came in number one, and I don't know how many years they've been number one. I think forever.
Yeah.
But estimated attendance 17.83 million.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Up about 0.7% from last year. So they're doing fine.
Yeah.
They probably would say that's not the growth they want to see. But if you look at, you know, Disney's annual reports, like, they're making good money off the parks.
Yeah. I think the parks is really, you know, when you talk about Disney as a global corporation, I think the parks are their, that's their flagship, right? Like that's where they're making most of their income. They're not making it necessarily off of movies, which is interesting, right? Because you see some of these movies come out and they're like in the hundreds of millions as far as what they're making. But what's interesting is that's still not their money maker, right? It's always been the parks.
Yeah. Well, can you guess what number two is?
I'm guessing it's a Disney product.
It's a Disney product.
I would guess Disneyland, but that's probably not correct.
No, that's it.
Really?
I was surprised by that because Disneyland is not, we've talked about this, it's not a world traveling resort. It's a lot of locals. They came in at number two, just under Magic Kingdom. So 17.3 million.
Wow.
So about half a million less.
Yeah.
Which is surprising to me.
Yeah. So I wonder if it feels busy sometimes.
Well, I mean, we talk about that. It's like you used to think that you had these downtimes. The downtimes no longer exist.
No.
And part of that was people working from home. They could travel, you know, at some of those off times. And we may get back to, as more and more people return to work, as corporations are saying, all right, time to get back to the office.
Yeah.
We may see more and more of that traditional summer vacationing or winter or holiday break vacationing, and not the, we're taking our kids out of school the first week of September.
Sure.
Vacationing. But, but Disneyland comes in at number two.
Man, so I'm just kind of, as we're talking here, I'm doing the math in my head. If you have 17 million coming to your parks, or what was it, 17.5?
17.8.
And you figure that spread out over a 12-month period, that means that 1.4 million people are going to the parks every single month on average, right?
You could, but because this is like park specific, so do 17.8 million divided by 365.
Yeah, there you go.
Like we'll get a daily average here, and this is great podcast material.
That's still, 48,000 people a day?
That's on average at Magic Kingdom.
On average.
Yeah. Sundays are going to be busier. Holidays are going to be busier.
Right.
But 48,000 people a day.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, we've been there enough to know that if 48,000, that's a pretty crowded.
That's an extremely crowded day.
I don't know if I believe this. I heard on another podcast that Magic Kingdom's capacity is upwards of 100,000.
I believe it.
You believe
it's pretty close.
Okay.
To that, yeah. Maybe not 100, but I bet you're easily getting 50,000 people in there.
I thought it'd be closer to, you know, 55,000-60,000
yeah.
as the capacity. I don't think Disney releases those numbers. I don't think they want people
yeah.
to know
yeah.
Probably what the not. Capacity is.
Yeah.
I'm sure the fire marshals knows locally,
sure.
But anyway. All right. So interestingly enough, going down this list, the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parks are not in this country. They're overseas.
Yeah. I would not be surprised by that too much. I would suspect that Tokyo Disneyland is on that list.
They're number
somewhere.
Four.
Yeah.
They're number four. So Universal Studios Japan in Osaka, Japan.
Yeah.
They pulled in 16 million.
Jeez.
This may have been their first year. Is this their first year of opening up? I don't know. I don't know when Universal Studios Japan opened up, because they had the same number last year. So they have a 0% growth over, you know, year over year. Fact check us. I'm not sure when they opened up. But they're number three worldwide. Shanghai Disney's number five. They brought in 14.7 million. And dude, this is interesting. I'm going to butcher this. Chimelong Ocean Kingdom.
Hmm.
So this is like your first non-Disney, non-Universal park. They came in at number six. This is in Hengqin, China. It's a park in China.
Yeah.
And then Tokyo Disney Sea came in at number seven. So the overseas parks doing really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're putting out a really good product right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're putting out, you know, new high technology product that is getting a lot of attention by U.S. travelers. I think right now, the last time I saw, it's cheaper to go to Tokyo Disney than it is to go to Orlando.
Okay, I'm going to give a little credit to the guys over at the Disney Dish podcast.
Okay.
They analyzed this just this past week on their podcast, because somebody sent them that question. Hey, is this legitimate? Can you go to Tokyo Disney cheaper than you can Walt Disney World? And, you know, the guys over at Disney Dish, one of them is like, I think he owns a travel agency. I can't remember which one it is.
Okay.
But they ran the numbers. And long story short, depending on where, like when you go, and where you stay, to Tokyo Disney can be a cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because park tickets are cheaper.
Oh, very much cheaper. Like almost half.
Yeah. Really, the biggest expense was the airfare. Mm-hmm. So they based their study on leaving from Atlanta.
Okay.
So Atlanta nonstop to Tokyo was like $1,000 a person.
Yeah.
Right.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. But if you leave from San Francisco, from LA, maybe Houston, get a direct flight, or maybe a layover somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably can find it cheaper. Hotels are cheaper.
Very much
Tokyo
so.
Yeah. Disney compared to Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no surprise there.
They came, like, their initial study was it was like $200 more expensive to go to Tokyo, but if you fuddled with the travel dates and the airfare, you probably can make it cheaper than going to Walt Disney World. So that's crazy to me.
I know my wife and my girls know that because they remind me all the time that needs to be on the table for discussion.
Well, nonstop from Houston to Tokyo, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's like cheap. Well, like $400 a person?
Yes. I can't remember the airline, but it's a new airline that flies to Japan. It's pretty basic, but it gets you there.
Like the Spirit Airlines of flying to Japan?
That's right.
All right. So going down further on this list. So now we get back to the domestic parks. We got number 8. We got Epcot. Epcot's always done great.
Yeah.
They're like 12.5 million. Hollywood Studios at Disney World. Then we get Disneyland Paris, which
I bet that spikes this year because they're opening up some new lands there. They got the Frozen land that they're opening up. I think they have a Lion King land that they're opening up. And
oh,
so
that's right. That's right.
I think you'll see Disneyland Paris come up.
And they were actually down. This is one of the few parks that were down last year. They were down almost 2% in attendance.
Really?
Yeah. And you guys went, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah. We loved it.
Yeah.
Like I think we would absolutely, it's a 1 day or 2 day park type of experience, but I definitely think that that's something that, you know, it wouldn't be too hard to twist our arms if we were in Europe again to go to.
I've never heard a bad thing about Disneyland Paris.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful park.
So after Disneyland Paris, we've got California Adventure.
Okay.
And so out in Anaheim. And then we got another China park, Universal Studios Beijing. And then we come back to the U.S. We've got this is our first Universal Studios
appearance.
And this is my whole point. They come in at number 13, Universal Studios Florida at Universal Orlando Resort, 9.5 million people.
That's interesting.
That's barely half of what Magic Kingdom brought in.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, then you have Universal Islands of Adventure, number 14, and then Animal Kingdom rounds out the top 15. So Animal Kingdom has almost as many visitors as the top Universal park in the United States. So I think for people who are like, oh, Epic's going to take down
Disney, they're just not looking at the numbers.
They're not looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
So and I think the concern for both. So there was a concern from Universal that when Epic opens up, people traveling to Central Florida, are they going to add a day, do 2 days at Universal and do a third day at Epic? Or are they going to replace one of those Universal days with Epic? Is Disney going to lose a day to Epic? And we won't know this for probably another 2 years.
Sure.
We'll start seeing the numbers come in for Epic Universe. But I mean, the online ratings for Epic have been mixed, I would say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that there's a lot of design features that are, you know, not great. So the biggest complaint that I've heard is it's super hot. There's no shade.
Yeah.
And then I've heard that, you know, again, this is always going to be the case whenever there's a new, to be fair to everyone, there's always going to be ride design and shutdowns and so forth that need to have the kinks worked out of them. But I think Epic seems to be really getting hit over their number of shutdowns for that park.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and not to make light of the situation, but you did have the tragedy with the person who died. And I just saw yesterday that more people are suing Universal for that same ride for, you know, getting injured.
Really?
On it. Wow. Yeah. So, you know, that's not good. You know, you obviously want people to be safe, and you know, you can't have attractions that are
dangerous.
Know, dangerous. Right.
Yeah.
We have not been there yet. I mean, I've seen a lot of reports that the ride is like totally fine. People are totally fine with it. But I think with any attraction, I mean, there are attractions at Disney World that you can get.
Oh, for sure.
On, right.
Yeah, for sure.
If anything, just get, you know, lose your lunch.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, do people, will you find this information fascinating? I know I like numbers. I think we look at these park numbers for the past year, you know, overall things have kind of like just stagnated, not an increase, not a big decrease, just people are going probably at the same rate they were, you know, pre-COVID. And, but I think the next couple of years will be telling, especially in the Central Florida area, as Epic ramps up and we start getting attendance numbers, to see, if they're making a dent into Disney or if they're making a dent into their own parks. Personally, you know, I we love Universal. I have not had a desire yet to go to Epic.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I think we would be curious. And if we happen to be taking a trip, we would probably make a Universal day, meaning all the parks. We'd probably just get some sort of hopper pass that allows us to go to all the parks. But I don't know that we would plan. Now, we have family members that have planned a trip around going to see Epic and so forth. But I don't think that there's anything there that's driving us to be at Epic. I think Disney is still what
Disney
drives
still
us.
Drives. Clearly, if you just, again, we'll, and maybe we can finish up here. I think the whole point is that clearly in the Central Florida area, Disney is king, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, they are by a long shot. Their top two parks, Magic Kingdom and Epcot, are outnumbering Universal by, I mean, 3-1, seems like.
Yeah.
So, if there's any hope for Universal to overtake Disney, I don't know. They're going to have to come up with something different than just adding the third park. So,
yeah, and they're really fighting an uphill battle because Disney is continuing to add and expand, right?
Oh,
and so I think they're always going to be chasing Disney in some way, right?
Yeah.
Again, provided that Disney is smart with their business structure as far as costs and timing on their design and product, right, that they're putting out. I think that's the number one complaint that I hear about Disney is right now is it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And it takes forever for them to release a new attraction or new land of some kind, right? Yeah. They are, for whatever reason, very slow in their building and how they, you know, push a product out. And so we'll see. Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting thing to see what the next 4 to 5 years are going to bring when it comes to these theme parks.
Yeah, and that's a great segue into, we did talk about an episode that we're going to be doing coming up, looking ahead into 2026 with some of the updates on the construction project.
Sure.
It does seem like they are going at a little bit faster pace.
It took
them 5 years to build Tron.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Which is just asinine, to be honest.
Yeah, that's one of their biggest knocks.
Yeah.
You're too expensive and you take too long.
But it does seem like they are moving fairly well with these new projects. Anyway, well, Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year, everyone. Yeah, have a great, safe, happy New Year.
Yeah, and we'll see you next year.
Take care.